Let me tell you the tale of Gustav the Grand. He used to be a nobody unknown to the land. He set a mission for himself to improve. Look out, Equestria, he's got something to prove. Oh, he tried a lot to figure what he wanted to be, until a kindly banker allowed him to see. Oh, bread and cakes and pastries made a wonderful life, delicious or disgusting by the edge of a knife. He started out humble, just a stall and a sign, but soon the word spread, just a matter of time, until every pony wanted a slice of his pies. And so began his glorious, spectacular rise to the ranks of greatness. None deserved more. His confections were perfection, but you cannot ignore something feels strange. Oh, it's not quite right. Oh, if you only knew what he did at night. His pastries are tasty, his cakes are divine, and with a single bite you'll go out of your mind. A treat for the body, food for the soul, you'd never guess that it was made in a hellhole. That's right, he had a terrible secret. If he told you, he would have to kill you just to keep it. You see, this griffin, so great at his art, oh, he sold his soul and a piece of his heart. He'd learned his craft in the pits of Tartarus, and his evil ingredients to know them would scar us. You see, he took his lessons from the world's greatest baker. That's right, I'm talking about Christos the Gloommaker. So the next time you bite into Gustav's eclairs, you better watch out and you better beware, 'cause Gustav's ingredients are in short supply. And if you don't understand, let me tell you why. His icing is made out of innocent souls. He'll turn your inner organs into jelly rolls. Oh, he's the sweetie tart of the pastry world. His diabolic recipes will make your nails curl. His pastries are tasty, his cakes are divine, and with a single bite you'll go out of your mind. A treat for the body, food for the soul, you'd never guess that it was made in a hellhole.